Are wives who make more money more likely to be abused? A lot of you said yes. You agree with the data from the Australia Bureau of Statistics about domestic abuse and violence. They have 10 years of data showing that once a woman starts making more money, more than half the money in the family, the chances of her husband abusing her emotionally increase by 20%, and the chances of her husband abusing her physically increases by 35%. And when we started this conversation, a lot of you say that, well, this thing happens because women are arrogant. You know, I asked you what you thought about the statistics. I asked you if you thought that that data will hold true for Nigeria. I asked you what you thought the factors behind this situation were. And you said it's because women are arrogant. But some people also said it's because men are arrogant. So the real problem is that some men approach the relationship with their wives with arrogance and dominance. And because of that, you know, they take any sign of independence as an insult or as an attack. And then there were those who talked about like the mental and emotional dimension of this problem, right? And like I said last week, I think a lot of the social issues we have are fueled by our mental states, to be honest with you. You know, you take a look at things like arrogance, right? And then you have those who talked about the insecurity of the men who are in those marriages. Some of our callers felt that the reason that women who earn more than their husbands are more likely to be beaten or emotionally abused is that these men are gripped by insecurity. And I wonder, you know, how many people who are listening to us today actually agree, you know, with that theory. And I also wonder where you think that insecurity comes from. Now, away from all of these opinions that have been shared so far, one particular opinion stayed with me. And that was the final thing I spoke to you about last week. Let me play that phone call for you one more time.
Yes, I'm Mr. Peter. I'm calling you from Yaba.
Welcome, Mr. Peter. What do you think about this data from Australia?
Yes, I think the data is very correct.
Okay.
Very, very correct. And I also think that the situation in Nigeria here will be higher.
Okay.
And what surprises me is that in an advanced country like Australia, such a thing would be happening.
Okay.
And when you look at it that way, then you wonder how the situation will be in Nigeria here, where things are much tougher, where life is much
tougher,
harder to live. You know, so the when a woman earns more than the man, the man, yes, definitely feels insecure because naturally, no matter how anyone argues about it, naturally the man is supposed to provide for the family. But when the woman is now the one providing or getting more than the man feels, you know, less of a man. And I mean, any slight movement, any slight utterance from the woman, the man is easily provoked, easily irritated. And whatever action the woman takes, the man, we see intimidation there, we see oppression in her actions. So it's really a tough situation to be in, where the wife earns more than the man. It's not what any real man should pray for.
Any real man, naturally. He said that so many times. He stressed it, naturally. And my question last week, and it's my question again today, is it really natural? That mindset that it is natural, how does it affect domestic life? I gave you the example of two men. Let's play a game. There are two men. One of them is raised to believe that it is his exclusive job to provide for his family, and if his wife does it better than him, he's not a real man. The other one is raised to believe that husband and wife are partners and should work together to provide for each other, to provide for their children. If both men end up making more money than their wives, both of them will be happy. But if both of them end up making less money than their wives, one of them will be okay, while the other one will feel like he's not a real man. The only difference is inside his head. The only difference is the mindset. Why do we keep teaching our sons and our daughters this mindset? Why do we keep teaching them that a man must be the provider? Especially in this modern world, where because of technology, women are more and more able to out-earn men. They're making more money than men. More and more. Work no longer relies purely on physical strength. All of us get brain. All of us, they think now. We're seeing that the nature of work and the economy is changing. These changes are making men and women more likely to be equal earners. Why are we still teaching our sons to expect to earn more than their wives? And that if they don't, they have failed as men. Why are we teaching our daughters that if they are earning more than their husbands are not real men? Are we not setting our daughters up for failure? Are we not setting our sons up for failure? Are we not setting them up for this insecurity that our callers spent the number of weeks we've spent on this subject talking about? Are we not setting up the wives of our sons to be beaten up by their insecure husbands, our insecure sons? To be emotionally abused by our insecure sons? I wonder whether you agree. Do you agree? 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. For women, 01465-7190. 01465-7190. You can share your thoughts on WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show.
Probably my sister. Congratulations to my sister.
Same to you.
This is Ekene calling from Air Force Base, Ikeja, Lagos.
Welcome, Ekene.
To me personally, I think it's good a man to marry his own wife. When you marry a stranger in your house, this is what will happen. So I can imagine, see, you marry a woman that loves you, and she earn more than you, and she will not support you. I don't see that. Except you marry all those men who are lazy, who, because their husband and their wife earn more than them, they not turn to a woman, the man not turn to a man. Obviously, that kind of woman will feel more relaxed that this man is not serious. For example, I'm a businessman. If my wife earns more than me and I need more resources, more capital to boost my business, if she loves me that she makes me for me, then she supports me. Because my wealth is my wife's wealth and my wife's wealth is my, isn't it?
Okay.
So I believe that the question is that every man should pray to God, give you your woman. But when every woman on this day that I know that really loves you, that will not love your husband to prosper. That's my own view. So every man should pray to God, give you what. Yes, don't marry a stranger. Don't marry somebody that not belong to you. That's not obvious.
You. All right, thank you for sharing your view. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thank you for calling.
This is Chinoye.
Welcome, Chinoye.
Sandra, isn't this particular matter? When we're in school, when we're going up, our parents have already taught us that men are supposed to be the head of the family. That's why most men are always saying, the men are the head. I am the head. I am the head.
I gave you a story before we went on a break about two men who are raised to believe that, one of them is raised to believe that it is his exclusive job to provide for his family. If his wife does it better than him, he's not a real man. If the other one is raised that husband and wife are partners and should work together to provide for each other and their children. And I said that if both of them end up making more money than their wives, both of them will be happy. But if both of them end up making less money than their wives, one of them will be okay, while the other one will feel like they are an infidel. Now, I use that word infidel because a particular caller sent us, well, a listener, not a caller now, a listener sent us a message, and that message reads, Sandra, you're changing what God has already laid down in the good book. The Bible says a woman is a helpmate to support the husband, not the provider. Bible also said a man, not a woman, who cannot provide for his family is worse than infidel. Remember the word of God. He ends with that. His name is Akin. And, you know, first of all, I'm thinking about Adeolua, who called, you know, before we went on the break, who talked about the woman in Proverbs. I mean, King Solomon is ordained by God as the wisest man to ever live. And King Solomon said that a virtuous woman is doing many businesses. So that's one. But if we even want to stay on that infidel comment for a bit, let's stay on that. Let's look at that verse about a man who cannot provide being worse than an infidel. Notice that the Bible did not insult his wife. The Bible did not say that he should beat his wife because he is worse than an infidel. So why is he making his worse than an infidel status worse by now beating the person who is providing because he has failed to? Why not work on himself? Why not ask his wife for advice on how to make money like her so that he can become better than an infidel? Why confirm that he is worse than an infidel by becoming a wife beater or becoming emotionally abusive? Because that's where this conversation started from. This conversation started from data from South Africa, from Australia, collected over a period of 10 years, showing that once women start to make more money than their husbands, they are 20% more likely to be emotionally abused and 35% more likely to be physically abused. And I brought that data to Nigeria. We don't have our own data here. And I asked you, well, do you think that that data is true for Nigeria or false? How likely is that data to be applicable here? And a lot of you believed that, oh, yeah, it's probably worse here. And you said the reasons were insecurity on the part of the men, arrogance on the part of the men, arrogance on the part of the women. You know, and then, you know, the final point where a lot of people said the factor was that men are naturally supposed to provide. And that's why I'm asking, well, should we change that mindset? Because one mindset says to men, if you cannot provide or if your wife provides more than you, you're not a real man. The other mindset says to men and women that you're supposed to provide for each other. You're supposed to work together. You're supposed to provide for your children. The difference is what they were taught when they were growing up. Should we keep teaching our sons and our daughters that, oh, one should provide more than the other? Or should we teach them provide for each other? Could that help? Especially because we are now in a world where women are more able to earn more than men. Work doesn't rely on your physical strength. Frank called me. I was talking about who's building the road and who's making the hair. Who is marketing the hair? It doesn't require physical strength to market hair. It requires your mental strength. And on that one, a lot of people are evenly matched. Some women are greater at that than men. Some men are greater at it than women. Who's marketing the hair? Who's managing the road construction? Who's supervising that work? Everything is not by, like, we need to, when we have these conversations, I need us to, you know, be a bit more intellectual with it. So don't stick to rudimentary arguments about, you know, who can lift heavy things. The world has moved forward from that. There are forklifts now, and you can pay people with wheelbarrow to do the heavy lifting. You know? So in a world, this world that we live in now, the nature of work has changed. The nature of the economy has changed. These changes are ensuring that more women are earning a lot of money, some of them earning more than men. Why are we still teaching ourselves, our sons, to expect to earn more than their wives? And that if they don't, they have failed. Why are we setting our sons up to become wife beaters or emotional abusers? 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. That's for women. Women, call us on 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling.
Hello, Sandra.
Thank you for calling. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Stephen from Obanikoro.
Welcome, Stephen.
Yes. The question I would like to ask is, this data from Australia, the men that act this way, who taught them how to be like that? It is not an African thing. I was watching an American film one time, 2009, Up in the Air.
Yeah.
And a woman was advising another woman, an older woman was advising. It's in USA.
Right.
And she said, when she thought about what she should look for in a man,
right,
her final statement was like, oh, please, ensure he earns more than you.
Right.
So even the men in US, who taught them that they should feel insecure if their wives are any more than them?
Who do you think taught them?
What that shows that it is like a natural instinct. It's just like in the animal kingdom, you have the lion.
Is it natural or is it breeding?
I believe it's natural because
you just said an older woman was teaching a younger woman, let the man earn more than you.
Because of an experience.
Uh-huh. So she will go and now teach her own sons. Make sure your wife does not earn more than
you. No, most of these men, nobody. It is not something that is being taught that if, like for me, my mom actually is like the breadwinner of the house.
Okay.
But yes, that does not mean that it's not justified for a man to now feel to feel insecure and start beating the wife because of that. I would even love a wife that earns far more than me. But if you look at, if these results are pervasive across the world, if men across the world are behaving this way, wouldn't they feel that, okay, there's something wrong? It's not as if all the cultures around the world, they are teaching the men not to accept that their wife is supposed to be the provider. It shows that it's somehow God's arrangement that says the man is the head of the family. And naturally, a man expects that he should be able to provide for his wife.
Okay, let me walk down that path where you're walking. Okay. Yeah? Let's even assume that you're right. Let's assume that you're right, and let's assume that what this data means is that men all over the world believe, or they are socialized to think that they are the ones who are supposed to provide. Like I said earlier on, why does that belief, why does feeling bad for yourself, feeling sad for yourself, why does it manifest in emotionally abusing your wife or physically assaulting your wife? Why can't you just feel bad for yourself and start doing more to earn more? Why does it make you into someone who now beats your wife or emotionally abuses her? Because that's the conversation we're having.
And that a man beating is not justified, because there is no, even the Bible does not even encourage that at all. But what I'm saying is that feeling of wanting to provide, it is like a natural instinct for the men.
Right.
Now, I think more education should go that the men, the fact that your wife is earning more than you now, does not mean that you cannot still be the head of the house. In fact, you should feel grateful, because it ensures that now you have a good helper. So that moral education can go that. So because a man behaving that way is not justified. It's not nature that said if you cannot provide, you should beat yourself. So the education can actually go around. But the feeling of wanting to provide, I think, is just natural, because it applies all around the world.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Okay. It's natural, he says. Well, it's natural. Let me put it this way. It is natural to want to provide for people you care about. Whether you're a woman, whether you're a man, it is natural to want to provide for people you care about. Where socialization comes in is in what is provided. You look at animals, for instance, it is the women who are going to provide resources for the lion's den, for instance. For their pride, the women go and hunt for the children to eat. And when they're done, the husband, the lion himself, now comes and chases everybody away and eats what's left, if he doesn't go and hunt for himself. He's not hunting for the family. right? So if you're saying natural, I've given you one example of where it actually happens. So both people want to provide. One wants to provide for the entire pride. They want to, you know, do it together. The other one wants to provide for himself. If you look at other examples of other creatures, of other living things, you see different variations of that same thing. So as a living thing with people depending on you, people you care about, the natural thing is to want to provide for them. So we agree on that, right? Now, how come that one person is being told it is your exclusive duty to provide financially, and the other person isn't being told the same thing? What if we told both people, provide for each other as equally as you can? Isn't that a better message, a better upbringing for all of us as a society? For our mental health, though, for our financial health, though, because if you are in a plane or in a car and, you know, two tires are working, but the other two are not working, the car will not move far. All four tires working, the car, it will be flying. Same for a plane. If one engine is working and the other one isn't working, the plane is in trouble. So isn't it better to raise our children to say, both of you provide for each other, provide for your children, instead of saying to one part of the marriage, of the union, oh, you have to provide exclusively. And if you fail to do so, you're not a man, you're not a real man. Because saying that is what feeds into the insecurity. It's what feeds into insecurity, really. And that insecurity manifests in beating the wife or emotionally abusing her. There's actually a direct correlation. That part where we're saying to the man, you have to provide, a man that cannot provide is worse than an infidel. They will hear it in the house, they will hear it at church, they will hear it during CRK. It's all part of upbringing for the boys and the girls. So the girls hear it in church and they hear it in the house and they hear it during CRK in school. And when they meet a man who cannot provide or who she's earning more than, she begins to say to him, you're worse than an infidel. But if she heard a different message, provide for your husband and your children, the same one he's receiving, provide for your wife and your children, we may have better adjusted men and women. Is that too radical a thought? Is it too radical? Let me take a look at WhatsApp messages. We've got Godebo, who says, God has made it from beginning. Okay. Sandra, it's only the lion's way of life. We've got more messages here on WhatsApp. Let's see. I'm trying to see someone who's actually, talking about what we're talking about here. Adeshina says, it's not natural for a man to feel useless when he's unable to adequately provide for the family and thereby abusing his wife. Rather, it's cultural religious conditioning. People should stop using the Bible to defend this anomaly. This syndrome also affects some women who are not mature to handle their high income to feel it. Now it's my turn to rule. All right. Thank you very much. We've got this one here from Oluwaseun, who's asking if this program is recorded. Yes, it's available. All our programs are available on our website. You can listen again when they're done. Sandra, I hold a slightly different view here. Let's use you and me as a reference point. How many families do you know in your personal sphere where boys were taught to think better of themselves than their sisters? Direct experience and not I heard or I read about. I'll boldly tell you I had no such experience in my circle. Okay, Mark Paul, and I will boldly tell you that I had that experience in my circle. You know, as a boy, a girl comes first in class and you come home and the talk at home will be, how dare you allow a girl to come first? Or during a race like sack race or whatever, at that time they used to mix us boys and girls, and a girl comes first and you're the boy. In a lot of schools, you can't see head girl. If it's a boy and girl school, the boy is usually the head and then the girl is usually the assistant. those things, you're sending subliminal messages that, the boy should think better of himself than the girl. You know, so I'm going to leave it at that because we don't have time to read all the messages we have. But I hope that, you know, this long time we've spent on this subject has given you something to think about. Think about it, sleep on it, and may we raise better children, better sons and daughters. May we raise the kind of children that we'll be proud of, who don't beat their women or abuse their women or beat their husbands or abuse their wives, their husbands. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Coming up next, let's talk about Christmas in our different workplaces. What happens? Do you get a 13th month salary? Do you get rise? I don't know what happens where you work, and as a business owner, what do you do for the people who work for you at Christmas? That's a conversation we'll have after 5 o'clock. Don't go away.
More conversation, more talk, more right after this.